Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com. This is radio program number 87, if you're listening by shortwave radio. Today I have a very good friend that we met maybe a year ago on an exploratory trip. He came down here. His name is Rick Haworth. And Rick, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Andrew.
Well, it's kind of interesting. It's, I'm saying thanks for joining us or joining me, but I'm actually joining you because we're in your new radio studio that you have just are putting together right here in Dolega, Panama. But thanks for joining. Today we're going to kind of discuss a little bit of a transition of a man who was in the radio business. He was an a DJ, I guess, for a radio station, and got saved. And I want to really kind of he was on my program number 69 back in April of last year on an exploratory trip here to Panama, and the Lord has been speaking to him, and he's got a very, very interesting story of how the Lord has transitioned him from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, and what he's doing with his giftings that God has given him. But Rick, I just wanted you to kind of maybe just start a little bit about how you even got in the radio business years ago. By the way, I want to mention that he does have a radio station. It's Raymer Radio, and you can go to raymerradio.net, and he has his daily programming that's there. In fact, True News is on the program, I believe, like at 6 o'clock at night or so.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
But mountain time, so six
okay.
o'clock here.
Central, yep.
Yeah, 6 o'clock central.
So, Rick, I want to just kind of lay the groundwork, because there's so many things that God is doing in your life right now, and He's been speaking to you, and everything that has happened kind of has a plan, it's like this progressive purpose that God has put your gifts together. And now here you are in Panama, in another part of the world than you've ever been before. He's taken you out of your comfort zone. But I want you to maybe, because what I really want to draw out of you today is that there's many people that have giftings and talents and abilities, and God is calling them to the nations now. Mm. And it's very difficult to leave what's comfortable and what's convenient to go to a land that you've never been before. And this is what I want your testimony to be an encouragement, because God has a plan through it all.
Mm.
And we don't see it, you know, until we look backwards and you see, wow, look how the Lord has led me, you know, from day one to and refined me and done this thing in me, so now I can do what I'm doing right now where I am.
Mm. Well, you know, it's interesting, the call of God on an individual's life. You know, I was just looking at the 17th chapter of Acts and talking about how that God has predetermined destinies of where He is calling people to live, and that nothing is really outside of His insight and vision of where He sees people and where they're called to. And not everyone's called to Panama. Not everyone is called to the same place. You know, God wants to speak to the individual. And really that happened, you know, quite a long time ago, where after my mother died in October of 2012, you know, I felt released from ministering in Wyoming. And I said, all right, Lord, where do you want us to go? And I'm willing to go wherever you want us to go and do what you've called me to do, which is to preach the word of God, to share Christ, preach the gospel, and to disciple the body of Christ. And, you know, at that point in time, I had started Rhema Fellowship probably 2 years prior to that, which is our fellowship, our church. And so as a pastor, I really wanted to be able to speak the word of God and communicate to people in a way that really was calling people out past their comfort zones and back to a biblical Christianity instead of the type of Christianity that we're seeing really forwarded and embraced by America. And wherever God wanted us to go was what we were praying. And Luke 10:2, the harvest is great. And really, we wanted to just be laborers, humble servants, wherever God was calling us to go. And he pointed us towards Panama. And, you know, that is, you know, something that we talked about on our last program that I did with you.
That was program 69. Mm-hmm. If you want to go, anybody listening wants to go back and listen to the previous program.
Right. And we talked about that at length in that particular program. And you know, really, I guess where it all began was, you know, my broadcast career and in things that an interest in broadcast. I had a voice, you know, as I began to mature and start to get my manhood, you start to develop your voice. And people kept commenting, oh, are you in radio? You should be in radio. You should be in radio. And my dad had a deep voice and had played around with a little bit of TV more as a volunteer than anything. And I used to watch him do the news in Wyoming and the weather and the sports and everything else. And he was the one man, that handled all of the duties in these small radio stations or TV stations. That's the way that it was. And he volunteered his time and it helped promote his occupation of being an audiologist because people then knew him. And so watching my dad and you know, being involved with watching TV, and I always enjoyed listening to the radio at night, had a love for the spoken word and just being able to communicate to people. And so when I kept hearing that, I had gone to college for computers and really kind of hit a brick wall and was a mistake in the type of curriculum that they were offering at that particular institution. And so I was like, you know, this is not a fit. It was just wrong. And as a unbeliever, you know, not knowing my left from my right, you know, but I knew that that was wrong and it was a wrong place for me to go. So I kind of gave that up and was in a tailspin, so to speak. And then finally, my best friend from Arizona had called me and said, hey, why don't you come down to Phoenix and test the waters here? And so I did and thought, all right, this could be good. You know, I've got someone that I know and can trust as my friend. And so we ended up living together. And then I began my search for what I was to do. So I got a job and was working first and then saw an advertisement for a broadcasting college curriculum. And I thought, that's what I want to do. And so I, you know, went to school and began my career in broadcasting that way, and both radio and television. And really had a desire to, I loved rock music at the time, and groups like Boston and the Eagles and all of the 80s rock and roll, and REO Speedwagon and the like. And so I thought, well, this is what I'm going to do, is I'm going to be a professional recording expert and record bands and producing their albums and just to be a record producer. So that was kind of my dream, and I thought, well, I'll start with rock and roll radio and work towards my goal, and was on that path, and God had other plans, and he gave me a vision and a dream that right before I was to graduate, I'd asked the Lord. I mean, I had grown up kind of in the church in the sense of having some kind of identity with God, but not knowing God. But I had prayed and said, you know, God, you know, what am I supposed to do? Here I am ready to graduate, and I have really no clue of what I'm supposed to do. And I wanted to have a purpose. And so I had said this feeble prayer before I went to sleep, and God gave me a vision before I was even saved, that I was going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that I was in a stadium filled with people, and I was proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And that is how you have a relationship with God. And it was as vivid as I can see you today, that I could see myself proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, it is quite an awkward thing even to try to communicate, because I didn't know Jesus Christ is my Savior. I didn't know the truth. I had not been set free. And so it's rather odd looking back at that, but it was truly a dream from the Lord that He gave me. And what really was interesting is that I was filled with this sense of belonging and a sense of purpose and a burning desire to preach the gospel, even though I didn't know what it was personally. And I called my best friend and told him of that, and he thought I was drunk or crazy or something and hung up on me.
Because he was wondering, you're supposed to preach the gospel of Boston in an REO Speedwagon.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right. So it's just very odd looking back, and it was literally a year to that time period that the Holy Spirit continued to woo me and draw me into a relationship with my Heavenly Father. And, you know, I was radically saved and delivered from drugs and alcohol and all the addictions that were controlling my life. And I had a new passion, which was to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ through Christian radio. And so I then began my path, which was to go to New York and start my broadcast career, and really had worked at many different stations. Love 105 was one of them. And that was the first radio station that I started at, and was on the air doing live shows, was also selling advertising. A lot of the radio stations would make money off of other Christian businesses that would want to advertise on those types of mediums. And, you know, it was a good overall experience in trying to understand what Christian radio, but there was a problem with it, and it was the American version of how to do Christian radio or Christian broadcasting. And I've then worked for other radio stations that, you know, had parameters in relation to how they would function and how they would operate. And, you know, it was a learning experience watching all of this transpire. And I worked for a radio station and did the morning show for the Crawford Broadcasting Corporation, and which is a big Christian entity, and was excited about that prospect. And as I would encourage my listeners in the morning, you know, we had contests and we would do giveaways and have different elements that were part of a standard secular radio morning show, but a Christian version of that. And I wanted to really encourage people with the Word of God and music. There were certain lyrics that would speak to a specific issue, and then I would counter with that and complement that through an exhortation. And it wasn't smash you in the face type of stuff. It was just soft, loving exhortations of, you know, how God wants to draw us and work towards things. And I have had a heart as a teacher, as a pastor, even back then. And so this is what I was doing. I was incorporating that into my show.
Those were the gifts I was talking about that God draws out of us in situations.
Mm.
And he was showing this is a gift that is inside of you that he wanted
Amen.
To bring out of you.
Amen. And so as I was operating in that and doing that and was getting great response from the people that attended the church that I went to and throughout the entire Christian community in Syracuse, New York, it was a popular show and people were enjoying it. And I was told by the leadership, my boss, that I needed to stop speaking the Word of God so much.
Ouch.
I'm serious.
Wow.
And I said, really? And so this process of education, of learning where American Christianity is and turning it into talking about frivolous things. We need to talk about, you know, the dog that rescued the baby chickens. Okay, we needed to talk about that on the morning show instead of trying to build up and really equip the body of Christ through exhortation that we find in Ephesians, that we are knit together and God wants to create in us the perfect man, who is Jesus Christ, the head of the body. And we use giftings to be able to edify and to build up and to strengthen the body of Christ. Well, you know, the program that God put on your heart to do is called Strength for the Journey. And what is that journey? What is the journey that we're on? The journey that we are on, biblically, or should be, is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to make much of him and to make less of ourselves. And to not talk about frivolous things and foolish things, but to encourage and build up and strengthen the body of Christ, because we are in a battle, and the battle for the souls of men. And that's what we're called to do, is to preach the gospel, and that I become all things to all men, that some might be saved. So if people are convicted by the words that God puts on my heart through the Holy Spirit to speak, that's not something that I should stop. That's not something that I should be told to. So you learn things as you grow and as you experience life as a young man and growing and maturing in your craft. And I thought, well, there's got to be something better. There's got to be a different way. And I eventually moved back to Wyoming from New York after September 11th. And the Lord then spoke to me after I went to a broadcast convention, because I was working at a secular radio station at that time as the general manager and program director and morning show host and everything else. And I really was encouraged by the Lord that he gave me this Rhema word specifically, prophetically, to create Rhema Radio. And that was the vision of where radio was going. And God has oftentimes done that, where he gives me a vision and a word about what technologies are on the horizon that have not arrived yet, but that are coming. And he spoke to me that people would be listening to radio in their cars on the internet. And I asked, and he said, look up. And I looked up on the side of the canyon wall, and there were cell phone towers up there. And you could not do that with the technology at that point in time, but it made sense. And I knew that it would be coming. And then now we have the advent of smartphones and tablets and other things, and even vehicles are coming with not just auxiliary ports where you can plug in your smartphone or other device so that you can have streaming music or video coming through your car, but now cars are actually coming with internet connectivity already installed. And so we're heading into this, and it would be important to get into position to be able to communicate to the world the gospel of Jesus Christ.
So this is how God began to reveal some things of the future, and that he was preparing you for the future before the future happened, but you were willing to go to a new place. Now, one thing I love about, you know, Rick Wiles, when he talks about things, he's always thinking further ahead than what is now and what is normal now. He's, you know, stretching his little comfort zone of a medium and ways to preach the gospel, whether it be through shortwave radio. You know, what if certain things happen to certain entities of being able to preach the gospel on a radio station, say, right, in a state? So how are we going to continue to preach in case certain scenarios to actually develop? And I think that's what the Lord has been guiding you through to the point for the future. And that's why I want you to share a little bit about the transition now that God has done from that point to where he's taken you now. He's brought you to a new land, and he just gave you a wonderful little place to do a studio right here that we're sitting in right now. And this is all preparation now for what God's going to do, and he's given you kind of a vision as a to see the future in a sense. And so you're now just following his leading, what has he's leading right now.
Amen. You know, and that's what he wants us to do, is his, he will reveal and show us the plans that he has for us based on the call of God on our lives. So as you pray and you seek the Lord, he's faithful to reveal, and he's faithful to show you which way you are to walk in. And, you know, with radio and TV being a backdrop in relation to what God has gifted me in, and communicating the gospel to the world, where that's what we want to do, is to reach people for the Lord on the four corners of the earth. And we have people listening all over the world now. And, you know, what the Lord really started to develop was the idea of the Rhema Broadcast Network, which is taking both radio and television into the world and really help people receive the truth of what is happening in the world as we get closer and closer to the man of sin being revealed. There is going to be difficulty like no one has ever seen. And there needs to be a purpose and a plan for people to be able to understand what that truth is, and to help them understand how to literally be saved, how to walk in newness of life and not be deceived by all the things that are going to be coming on the face of the earth. And so Rhema Broadcast Network is really the next stage of where God is calling us, which is to develop and to help people know what the truth is and understand, you know, where they need to go with what God is speaking to their lives. And, you know, the television part of the ministry, and that's why I created Rhema Broadcast Network, was to be able to communicate these things, to literally have people embedded all over the world that I can interview and communicate with, to bring about a truth that may not be available in the mainstream types of media that are going to be available to people. So that's what, you know, the vision that God has put on my heart is to take Rhema Radio and Rhema Television and to communicate with people what is going on in places that they may not be able to see themselves, and to have a truth being spoken from people that are literally there, eyewitnesses, instead of some sort of a conditioned style of news media that will filter everything and spew forth deception. And I think that that's really what we're going to be, you know, seeing happen in the next 10 years, is there's going to be so much deception. I really want to be a voice of truth to be able to help people not be deceived. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's going to be challenging with what we're facing, but I think we need to be in position to be able to do that. And that's really kind of the reset and the heart that I have for the Rhema Broadcast Network.
Well, you know, one thing I feel like, too, is that we all have to be in position. We need to be prepared for what things are going to come. I just yesterday put the order in for 170,000 chick tracks. We finally got the order finalized with the funds that have been raised. By the way, thank you, anybody that has shared their funds with us, that we can get these tracks. And so this will be coming in on probably about four pallets in the next couple weeks, possibly 3 weeks. And we have so many people here that are excited about sharing the gospel. And I know even like here, you have an opportunity of ministry here, but you need the resources. This is where everybody needs to kind of start thinking about the futures. What are things that we need for the future? What are avenues of, if you're in radio broadcasting, I mean, I had never had an idea that I'd be doing this 3 years ago. I had no idea. But God opens doors for you that he has in mind if you'll just be in position. One of the things he spoke to me when we first, before we came here, he says, you need to be where I tell you to be, and you need to be there when I tell you to be there. That there's an intersection of divine destiny in all of our lives, and it's out of obedience. If you'll be obedient to do what God says when he says it, there's something waiting for you. There's something, there's a destiny that will unfold into your life, but it all hinges on obedience. Mm. First, you have to hear what God is saying to you. You need to be sensitive to his voice, learn his voice, and know his voice. And then you can respond, because if you don't know his voice, how can you respond to what he's trying to tell you if you don't recognize it's him speaking? Many times people think, well, this couldn't be God. It's too uncomfortable for me. You know, God wants me to be happy. And you know, the American gospel has been preached in such a way that it makes people think that if something is uncomfortable, if God is taking away their comfort zone, it must be the devil, because God wants me happy and, right, and prosperous and everything else. And this is absolutely the opposite. So it's very confusing. And I believe, just like you're saying, we're trying to get, let's get the gospel, let's get the truth. Go back to read the red letters of the Bible. If you want to recognize Jesus' voice, go back and start just reading his words that he spoke in the New Testament. Those four Gospels, if you'll just read the red letters, then you can begin to discern if it's really the Lord speaking to you, because he didn't tell everybody very easy words. They're Amen. Very difficult words.
Amen.
And that's the Lord's voice.
Well, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and as a pastor, that's what I, you know, continue to go over. I think that sometimes we like to start to head in all these other fringe elements of the things that are happening around us and get caught up in that, but really to return to Keep It Simple. SAINT is an acronym that I use that really needs to be implemented in all of our lives. And so that's just it, is that we, you know, get away from the simple things, and man, we can get carried away on every wind and wave of doctrine. And that is not what God wants us. He wants us to stay focused, and it's very simple. We complicate with life, but really getting back to the roots of what our faith really is, our first right. love.
We better reestablish our foundation. That's on the truth, the Word of God. And I just encourage you just to go back and just pray and say, Holy Spirit, open up my eyes. When you read the Gospels, read the words of Jesus himself, and just help me to discern the lies, the deception, the false gospel, because there's so much teaching out there that has been brought a lot of confusion. And if I think if we just go back and just read Jesus' own words and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, teach me from your words the truth. And I believe that if we will do that with a pure heart and really ask the Lord to give us discernment, he will do it. So thanks, Rick, for joining us. Thank you for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength with the number 4thejourney.com, and we'll see you next time.